Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting Podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Adrian Moore.
It is written, Christ is risen. Amen. Jesus is Lord of all. Yes. It is for freedom that Christ set us free. Yes. So what's on offer today? Well, how about this? Good morning, church, and welcome to one and all. And a special welcome today to all visitors, to staff at the Stephen Joseph Theatre, to those who belong and are members of this church, to the children, to the youngsters, to all whoever will ever hear this message or speak about this message, to others, whenever that is. Come and talk to me afterwards, or the leaders of the church on the front row here, Pastor Paul, Kate, Brian, Shona, James, about the welcome and about what's on offer. Now, is that a grandiose welcome? Personally, I hope not. I hope that's an ordinary welcome, made extraordinary by the power of Jesus that is alive and reigns in this church. Because it's the love that he has on offer. So why such a welcome today and for whenever afterwards? Why? Especially because this message, hopefully, today is no different from what you hear in this theatre every Sunday or in the library before then or at Thwing when church meets there occasionally. Why? Well, because the message today and every Sunday from here celebrates all of life through the life of a very special person, the Son of God, who he was, who he is, and who he will be. For me, for you, and for all. Now we can celebrate all of life's joys and all of life's trials, no matter how hard they may be at the time, and celebrate the life that is on offer to all. We can celebrate it because of Christ's personal free choice to live an earthly life and to give it for you and for me. Christ literally gives us a God-given opportunity to know life and experience it today, tomorrow, and for all eternity, with him alongside us, with him within us, with him working with us and through us, and supporting us through every situation, every joy, every loss. He can live in and with each of us. Today is Easter Sunday. Yeah! A celebration of a particular life that was and is. Easter weekends are a time when we can choose to remember and celebrate and live in something that's of really special significance for you, for me, for all of us, and for all out there. The death and the resurrection of the Son of God. For those who didn't know me before, Chris introduced me as Adrian. I'm at Thwing, and I'm blessed to be married to Denise. And for us, the memories of three Easter weekends in particular are of very special significance. Christ transformed our individual lives and our lives together, and those who were and are around us, including our family, forever. A car has an exhaust pipe which has got a catalytic converter in it. And the aim of that is to remove the pollution from what's produced. Well, it was 7 years ago, and just one small part of that first amazing Easter weekend, that Denise and I met someone who God used as his catalytic converter to transform our lives. Through that person, God began his transformation of us. And she, along our path, had subsequently had something to do for God to orchestrate us coming here 6 years later. Two other Easter weekends, in particular, that Denise and I experienced, were massive movements of God continuing that transformation of our and others' lives. So it was just a little interesting for me when Pastor Paul asked me to talk today. Now, I'm about 20 years older than Jesus was when he gave his life for you and for me. So someone could ask me, how can someone who lived for only 33 years, 2,000 years ago, be relevant to someone who's already 20 years older? Or to someone who's 60 or even 70 years older than he was? Or to someone who's 15 years younger or 30 years younger? Well, Christ knows what we've been through and are going through. In his earthly 33 years, Jesus had been living as a baby, a boy, a teenager, a young man, and as an adult. He'd seen and experienced the joys and the struggles of people in this world. He had an earthly lifetime, his lifetime of knowledge gathered in more than one town and more than one country. He'd seen the love of a family, the love of friends. At first hand, though, he'd seen the pain as well as the joy of others. The pain in his country caused by people within his country and from people that were outside his country. He'd known personal rejection from those that he'd loved. He knew the pain and sorrow of loss. And he knew the solitude of being alone. So Jesus knew what it was like to be part of this church. This church is part of his wider church. He knew what it was like to be a baby like Samuel, a boy like Joel, a teenager like Josh, a young man like Dan, and someone in his fourth decade like James. Sorry, James. He saw with God-given eyes what it was like to be older, infirm, disabled, barren, outcast, different. He knew what it was like to be any of us. And he knew it with a knowledge of the Son of God. Jesus knew what it was like to be alone and needing time out to recharge his batteries and prayer life. He went on mountaintops or out for early morning walks just to be alone to pray. I wonder how many of you, like I do sometimes, just wish and pray to God, just give me a brief respite, God. Let me just get off this hamster wheel for a minute so I can breathe, so I can pause for breath. But then someone else comes along and says, oh, can you just help me for a minute? Or can I just ask you a question? Well, Jesus knew what it was like that as well. There were times when he wanted solitude, where he wanted to get away from things. But hordes of people just gathered around him and thronged around him, wanting more and more of what he said and was and could offer. So Jesus knew what it was like to be alone. He knew what it was like to be busy. He knew how all of us have felt in our life. And as he knows each of us intimately, he knows how we feel each and every day. And each and every moment of that day, he knows how we're feeling and what we're going through. But he also knew something that none of us know, but will do. He died. Only a week earlier, the disciples had known tremendous joy on the entry into Jerusalem. But then they experienced, only a few days later, the total dejection and destruction of the idea and of the man that they loved and that they had believed in was totally destroyed. Jesus had died. He had died as a man, But today, like them then, we celebrate his resurrection and what's on offer to us. It is Christ's earthly life, his death, and especially his resurrection that we celebrate here today. But it's not only today that we can celebrate it. It's every day.
Yes.
Why? Because the message that Christ gives and the offer that he gives isn't just for Christmas Day or Easter Day or Pentecost. It's for each and every day and each and every moment of every day. It's the message of good news, of freedom, of setting good examples, of good teaching, of good discipline, good obedience, of fantastic love, of outpourings of grace that we just can't imagine because there's so many of them. But it's available to you, to me, and to all. The list that he offers to us just goes on and on. Because he offers it through his life, his death, and his glorious resurrection.
That's right.
And it's the recognition that just as Jesus chose, God offers us the same choice to live our life as though it's not ours to live. Jesus presented his body to God as a one and for all time sacrifice for you and for me and for all. All that have been before, all now, and all that will be. He chose to say goodbye to his independence and to embrace the love that comes from true dependence on God. To never do anything that was against his Father's will and to have a genuine love of God. Now, is that onerous? Sometimes, yeah. Those of us, and we saw on the video, those of us that gave up something for Lent may perhaps have felt obligated to do it. But nonetheless, freely chose to do it. Christ, through his dependent, not independent, through his dependent life and sacrifice for us, offers each of us so much. It goes on and on. But how about these two things that he also offers us through his life, his death, and his resurrection? Healing and salvation. Jesus chose to live his life. He chose to do his Father's will. He chose to be a vehicle for God to offer healing and salvation to people then, people in the future, and people here and now today. Healing? Well, personally, I've recovered from a couple of minor operations in my life. Not a great lot there. But some of us, and some people that we know, have experienced healing from serious life-threatening accidents or illnesses. But that, in the whole scheme of healing, is still pretty insignificant. Saving or delivering from something. Well, when I was a baby, my cries alerted my mum to a lorry that was reversing. I was in a pushchair at the time. Lorries those days didn't do, warning, vehicle is reversing, and the pushchair with me was in the way. But a couple of days ago in Florida, a woman from Wales ran and saved a toddler and caught her who'd fallen 40 feet. But wait, how about healing and saving and delivering on such a scale and from so much pain and anguish that it would engulf each and every one of us? Many here have recognized it and said yes to a life that frees us from that pain. The pain that would come from a selfish life and the darkness of death. A life without God, caused by our sin. Christ took it from each of us and healed our relationship with our Creator and our benefactor. That's right, benefactor. Hallelujah. None of this rubbish about God being a punisher, not caring about us, sending earthquakes and wars and disasters. None of that. Rather, God, the eternal benefactor. His love for me and his desire for me to be in a right relationship with him and with others is something that he felt so important that his son chose to die on a cross, taking all of my pain, all of my guilt, all of my sin, all of my grief, all of my anger, all of my resentment, all of the wrong things that I've done in the life. He chose to accept my prayer asking for my forgiveness. He chose to accept my prayer asking for forgiveness for those who I thought had wronged me. God sent his son, who freely chose to die for me, just so I could be healed and saved and enter into a loving relationship freely with him and with others. Oh, of course, I forgot. He did the same for you. Yes. And he did the same for you, and for you, and for you, and for you, and for you. All of your pain, all of your grief, all of your anger, all of your resentment, all of your sin. Oh, not just yours, but everyone in your street. Everyone in Scarborough, the 50,000 or so that are here. Yorkshire, England, Great Britain, Europe, the world. Now how about that for healing and saving? But wait, it's estimated that the population in the world reached 1 billion in 1804, 2 billion in 1907, 3 billion in 1960, 4 billion in 1974, 5 billion in, where are we, 1987, 6 billion in 1999. Supposedly, by sometime next year, it's going to reach 7 billion. In about 10, 15 years, maybe, it's going to be 8 billion. And by 2045, roughly, it's going to be, they reckon, about 9 billion. So 9 billion people that have been offered healing, salvation, and deliverance. Oh, hang on. That's without the other millions and billions that happened before 1804 and after 2050. Now, I know that that's the action of a God who loves us. Not one who hates us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And all of us, all each of us has to do, for all that, is just a small thing. It's to ask for his forgiveness. Ask to forgive others who have wronged us. And ask him to live in us. And accept and believe in him. And what he wants for each of us and each of you. To allow him to work in us and in you and in me and through us. To benefit not just us, but benefit others in here, in Stephen Joseph Theatre, in Scarborough, outside. To benefit everyone. Through our words, through our actions. For us to know. And for them to know the joy, the peace, and the love for him that he gives so freely. It is for our freedom that Christ did that. But just as Christ did, it's a free choice, guys. He doesn't force us to do it. He only just chose to die for us and then to live again. To be resurrected and to live in an everlasting joy, seated at the right hand of God. What's on offer today? Such joy and everlasting life is what's on offer. Today, Easter Sunday, and every day. Choose to accept it. In John's Gospel, Jesus says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who hears what I say and believes that God who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned forever. He has already crossed over from living in death to real life. Luke in Acts of the Apostles writes, Believe in the Lord Jesus and you and your whole household will be saved. And the apostle Paul in Romans writes, all who believe in the good news of Jesus are saved because they are in a right relationship with God, regardless of who they are or what they've done in the past. He continues, our salvation is possible only by our personal faith in Jesus and what he's done for us. Again, we've been reconciled to God through the death of his own son. His death has brought about our reconciliation. And finally, if you openly declare that Jesus is the Lord and have a heart conviction that God raised him from the dead, you will certainly be saved.
Amen. Amen.
Choose to accept it. The joy of living, not for yourself. The joy that is an offer for eternal life. Repent of wrongdoings. Believe in your heart the truth in the Word of God. Declare your belief to others and know that he is your God, my God, our God. Live your life as one who's been bought, healed, saved by Christ, wherever we find ourselves, inside here, inside this theatre, in our schools, in our colleges, in our universities, in our workplaces, in our streets, in our towns, in our cities, where we live and wherever we visit, and also within our home, with our friends, with our family, with all we meet, with all we share with, to live our life healed, saved, delivered, and transformed.
Amen.
We have a God who cares.
Yeah.
He cares for us.
Hallelujah.
For our health, for our peace of mind, for our joy,
right,
now and eternal. He offers us a freedom from all that is wrong in our life. We don't need to be addicted to anything earthly thing here. He provides everything we need. So what's on offer? The love, the acceptance, the forgiveness, and the joy of the one who created us. To welcome him into our hearts, minds and body, and to share in his glorious resurrection, his healing and salvation, and the eternal life that he has for us. Would you choose to accept it? Let's stand and pray. Heavenly Father, we belong to you. For you made us in your image. And you redeemed us at the cost of your own son's life. Freely given. Forgive us when we hold back what belongs to you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to choose to believe in what you say and in the death and resurrection of your Son and the fellowship you enable us to have with you by your Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.